Probably the most talented of all the English Romantic poets, John Keats gave up the study of medicine to write poetry. There is something in the universe that outlasts our individual mortal life. Whatever that something is perplexes all of us, and young John Keats writes about it poetically in his famous Ode on a Grecian Urn. As the poet contemplates the figures of the lovers on the Greek urn, he himself is grappling with mortality. His brother has recently died in his early 20s, and he struggles with his own ill health, which is to claim his life the following year at the age of 26. This poetic selection is the fifth and final stanza of Ode on a Grecian Urn. It concludes with two lines that summarize an approach to living that is transcendent and speaks to your own source of true happiness. Ode on a Grecian Urn. Attic shape, fair attitude, with breed of marble men and maidens overwrought with forest branches and the trodden weed, thou silent form dost tease us out of thought as doth eternity, cold, pastoral. When old age shall this generation waste, thou shalt remain in midst of other woe than ours, a friend to man to whom thou sayest, beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all ye know on earth and all ye need to know. I think about the message in Keats' poem every day when I look outside the window of my office. 2 months ago, my son and I cleaned out a wooded area in front of the townhouse where I do my writing. We clipped bushes and chopped down dead trees and gave quite a drastic haircut to my entranceway. Right in front of my window, we left what appeared to be a dead, thin tree trunk with discolored bark standing about 3 feet high. We decided to dig it out the following day, since we didn't have a shovel handy. One thing led to another, and I had to leave town on a lecture tour, and we ignored the dead stick in the ground. When I returned, I noticed some green leaves sprouting from this dried-up protrusion, and I decided to forego the shovel. Today, as I look out my window, there are thousands of buds, green branches, and leaves covering the top of the dead stick in the ground. It's a beautiful sight to see. The life force, invisible to my eye, is the eternity that Keats refers to when he writes, "When old age shall this generation waste, thou shalt remain in midst of other woe." And yes, this thou is a friend to all of us who says, beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all ye know on earth and all ye need to know. So what is your truth? First and most important, your truth is what is real for you. And what is real is what you experience with emotion or feeling. Thus, if you feel it, know it, and experience it, it is more than true. It is beauty made manifest. Your feelings of accomplishment are true and beautiful. Your appreciation of a loved one is true and beautiful. Your inspirations are true and thus beauteous. This invisible, eternal spark of life that Keats says is a friend to man is providing you with your truth. In my heart, I know that if we pave the entire surface of the planet, that thou that Keats refers to, would cause a blade of grass to shoot up through the pavement. The eternal thou would spring up once again in bloom and beauty. It cannot be stopped. And that is the truth. It is also your truth. To paraphrase Keats, that on earth is all ye need to know. When a heart opens to the expression of truth as beauty, death of one of mankind's most troublesome enigmas is solved. Here is young John Keats, racked with tuberculosis in his early 20s, facing that his body will soon give up, yet opening to the beauty of the truth of life. See beauty in every place that you feel truth, that beauty and truth will supersede you. Know yourself and live your truth, and you will truly have beauty. It seems to me that John Keats was telling each of us in these enduring lines of poetry to know our truth, follow our hearts, and we will see beauty everywhere. To do otherwise is to lose our ability to appreciate and experience the ecstasy of life, that same invisible ecstasy that somehow manages to put life into a seed, a root, a blossom, even you.